God cared enough about this king to warn him. He gives him a dream. He brings Daniel to interpret the dream. Daniel says, this is going to happen, and you can avoid it if you'll just humble yourself, honor God, stop forgetting God, do the right thing. And so God said, I'm going to warn you in advance. You're about to lose your kingdom, and you're about to lose your sanity. Question, what are the warning signs in your life?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. In a year that has caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called When God Tests You with Success.
Have you ever seen success ruin anybody? Oh, of course you have. It goes to their head. They get stuck up. It changes their character. They crack up. They can't handle it. Success has ruined a lot of people. In fact, VH1 built an entire channel of biographies of rock groups that cracked up, messed up, broke up once they got successful. Success is as much of a test in your life as suffering is. In fact, I will tell you as a pastor, and having worked with people now for over 40 years, more people are ruined by success than they are ruined by suffering. You might not think it. But when you're in suffering, you go straight to God. But when you're successful, you forget God. And for every, nine people who can handle pain, you can't find one person who can handle fame. And the praise goes to their head. The Bible talks about this. On the screen, Proverbs 27:21 says this, a hot furnace tests silver and gold, but people are tested, read this with me aloud, by the praise they receive. Well, did you know that every time you're complimented, this is a test? I tell pastors, compliments and criticisms are kind of like chewing gum. You chew on it a little while, but you never swallow it, because both of them can really mess you up. He says, people are tested by the praise they receive. Human beings are the only animal that God created that when you pat them on the back, their head swells. So we want to talk about the danger of pride and arrogance and ego when you're successful, because it's easy to forget God. This is just as much a test as all the tough times you go through. And it's one that we often don't understand. But Daniel chapter 4 tells us how King Nebuchadnezzar, that we've been looking at for several weeks now, literally lost everything because of his pride, his arrogance, and his ego. Now let's just review. Nebuchadnezzar is the most successful man on planet Earth at this time, 2,500 years ago. His father had been the king of Babylon. He was a young general in his dad's army, and he single-handedly defeated the Assyrian Empire, which was the most powerful empire of its day. And now, all of a sudden, the Babylonian Empire is bigger than the Assyrian Empire because of this young man. He comes home the conquering general, and he is a rock star. And at a very early age, he's very, very successful. And when his dad dies, he succeeds his dad. He becomes the emperor of Babylon. Then he expands the Babylonian Empire until it becomes the most powerful empire in the world of that day. Everybody feared Nebuchadnezzar. And then not only that, he built the most beautiful city in the world. In that day, it's called Babylon. And he built what were called the Hanging Gardens of Babylon for his wife, which were called one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Just like the pyramids. I mean, it was of that quality. People wanted to just go to Babylon to see the thing that he had built. And as I said, he became the most powerful man on earth. But Nebuchadnezzar had a problem, and it was his pride. It was his ego. He had a, you know, some people have a problem with anger their entire lives. He had a problem with pride, with arrogance his entire life, because he had one success after another. Now, this story, chapter 4, picks up when he's in his 50s. So he's already well into his leadership as the emperor. He's a very powerful man. And one night, he has a very disturbing dream. Now, this is 32 years after that previous dream that we looked at, but he couldn't interpret, which he called in a guy named Daniel to interpret. And so 32 years later, he calls Daniel back and goes, "Hey, man, I got another weird dream. Can you tell me what it means?" And Daniel tells him, he's sad to be the bearer of bad news, but he says, "Well, king, what this means is this, the dream you've just had. It means that God is fed up with your arrogance."
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional, or if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Rick's 365-day devotional, Open Doors, a year of daily devotions. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, this story, chapter 4, picks up when he's in his 50s. So he's already well into his leadership as the emperor. He's a very powerful man. And one night, he has a very disturbing dream. Now, this is 32 years after that previous dream that we looked at, but he couldn't interpret, which he called in a guy named Daniel to interpret. And so 32 years later, he calls Daniel back and goes, "Hey, man, I got another weird dream. Can you tell me what it means?" And Daniel tells him, he's sad to be the bearer of bad news, but he says, "Well, king, what this means is this, the dream you've just had. It means that God is fed up with your arrogance. He's fed up with your pride, with your ego. You would have nothing if it weren't for God. Everything you've got in life is because God allowed you to have it. And if God didn't want you to have it, you might be homeless on the street. But you've taken all the credit for yourself. And you should have known better, Nebuchadnezzar, because God's shown you a bunch of miracles since the Jews have been here. Remember the one where, you know, by the way, he built this 90-foot statue to himself. Remember we talked about that? And that's an ego problem. When you say, "Hey, I'm going to build a 90-foot statue," and every time they blow the horns, you bow down and worship me. He thought he was God. And then how God saved the three young men, the Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and said, you went through the fire. And he said, "You saw that miracle. And you proclaimed at the end of that, there's only one true God. And you made this public declaration that God is God and not you. But then you forgot it. And you didn't follow up on that public commitment. And for the last 30 years, you haven't served God. You've been serving yourself. And so your time is about up because God gave you all of these chances. And because you haven't humbled yourself and you haven't depended on God, God is going to remove you as the king of the greatest empire in the world for a season of time. And he says, not only are you going to lose your kingdom, sir, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to actually lose touch with reality. You're going to go insane. So much so that you're going to be kicked out of the palace. You're going to go live in the desert like an animal. Your hair is going to get all matted because nobody's going to care for you. Your fingernails are going to grow out so long they look like claws. And he said, you're going to live like an animal because you truly will actually lose your sanity for a period of time. Daniel then says, but here's the good news, King. You can avoid it all. You don't have to go through this humiliating experience if you will humble yourself. And if you will listen to God, and if you'll just start honoring God with your success. Get this phrase. If you'll start honoring God with your success, you can avoid the fall. Now, unfortunately, the king did nothing about this. He had the dream, he gets the interpretation, and he immediately forgets it. And he goes on his way, still living the ego trip, still being it's all about himself. He procrastinates doing the right thing. He does nothing to humble himself, and he forgets the whole incident. And so he lost everything he had worked for. The most powerful man, influential man in the world, ended up being homeless and insane out on the streets, out in the desert. But Daniel says, if you'll start honoring God, you can do you'll avoid it all. But he didn't. So he fails the test of success. Now, let me just say this to you. You can be expected to be tested in your success. Whatever level of success you have in life, God will test you. If you pass the test, you get more. If you don't, you get less. Jesus said it. It's taught all the way through Scripture. I don't want this to happen to you. So what I want us to do this weekend is look at this story, 2,500 years old. You can read about it in archaeology. This happened. And I want to just simply ask three questions. Number one, what gets people into trouble when they start succeeding in life? Because I see successful people falling by the wayside all the time, financially, relationally, mentally, socially, spiritually. What gets us trapped and what causes us to get into trouble when we succeed? Number two, I want to ask, what are the steps to recovery after you've failed? Because what Nebuchadnezzar did, you need to do too if this ever happens to you. And number three, what are the things that I need to remember about God that will stabilize me whether I'm going through success or through suffering? And Nebuchadnezzar learns four things, and you need to learn them, you need to memorize them, so that whether you're in good times or bad times, these things will stabilize your life. Now, you've heard people say it's wise to learn from experience, but you don't have enough time to make all the mistakes yourself. It's wise to learn from experience. It's wiser to learn from the experiences of others. That's why we have this book. It's a lot less painful, too. There are three causes of Nebuchadnezzar's fall and his breakdown. You might write these down. Number one, we get into trouble because, number one, we get comfortable and complacent with success. We get comfortable and complacent. Now, this happens to all of us. When things are going good, you just get complacent. Daniel chapter 4, verse 4. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was enjoying a time of peace and prosperity in my kingdom and palace. And I was taking it easy without a care in the world. Does that sound like somebody who's praying every day? No. Let me ask you a personal question. Do you pray more in pain or pleasure? Oh, there's no doubt when you do. You pray more when you're in pain. When you're in pain, oh God, I need your help right now. When things are going great, hey, let's go to the beach. You're not even thinking about God when things are going good in your life. And so it's pleasure that pulls us away. It's the good times when pride creeps in that we forget God. I want you to notice all the personal pronouns in this next statement of Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I said to myself, just look Now, notice the I's and the me and the my's. I said to myself, okay, you ever talk to yourself? Oh, you do it all the time. I said to myself, just look at this great city of Babylon that I have created. I, by my own mighty power, have built this beautiful city for my glory. I built it to show my power, my might, my majesty, and my glory. Wow, that's quite humble, isn't it? This is the problem right here. Remember the lesson of the whale. When you get to the top and you're ready to blow, that's when they harpoon you. Be humble or you will stumble. Nehemiah needed to go read chapter 1 of Purpose Driven Life. The first line, it's not about you. No, it's all about God. He thought it's all about himself. Now, throughout the Bible, we're warned constantly about the dangers of pride. The middle letter of pride is what? I. The middle letter of sin is what? Pride causes sin. Pride is the root of all sin. No matter what the sin is, so I know God says don't gossip, but I think I know better than God, so I will gossip. I know I'm supposed to forgive that person, but I know better. So pride is the renewed. I know what God says about sex, but I'm going to do my thing. I know what God says about money, but I'm going to do my thing. I know what God says about, pride is the root of every other sin. Pride is the sin that got Satan kicked out of heaven. God hates pride more than anything else in life because it says, I'm God and I don't need God. The Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Nebuchadnezzar had a major fall in his life. Look at this verse on the screen. Proverbs 16, verse 5. The Lord despises pride. That means he hates it. You can be sure that the proud will be punished. There are many, many verses in the Bible. The Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Grace is the power you need to change. If you need to change something in your life, you need to be humble. God resists the proud. That means whenever I'm prideful, I'm on the opposite side of God, and my arms are too short to box with God. He's going to win every time. God hates pride. But we get comfortable and complacent with success. Second thing is we don't pay attention to the warning signs. Now, often in your own life, when things are going good, you don't see the warning signs, but in every success are the seeds of your own destruction. But often the signs are not seen because pride blinds us. I teach pastors, and I tell pastors all the time, always being in the spotlight blinds you. And that's true in any area of life. Right now on this stage, there are, several hundred thousand watts sitting on me. It's kind of blinding. If you're in the spotlight all of the time, you can't see clearly. And so it's not good for your soul. That's why I tell pastors, you need to go home and mow your own lawn and change the diapers and do some laundry and wash the dishes and do the stuff that real people do. And do everything like, you just need to keep in touch with your roots. We don't pay attention to the warning signs. Now, God clearly warned Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't just remove him from office. God cared enough about this king to warn him. He gives him a dream. He brings Daniel to interpret the dream. Daniel says, this is going to happen, and you can avoid it. You can avoid this massive fall in your career, this embarrassing experience, if you'll just humble yourself, honor God, stop forgetting God, do the right thing. And so God said, I'm going to warn you in advance. You're about to lose your kingdom and you're about to lose your sanity. Question, what are the warning signs in your life when you're headed in the wrong direction? Do you even know what they are? Do you know what the warning signs are in your life that you're kind of gotten off track? That you're getting a little prideful, that you're forgetting God? Do you even know what those signs are? Conflict could be a warning sign. If you're having conflict in a relationship, that's a sign you're on the wrong track. Chaos in your life can be a warning sign. Confusion. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. That's a warning sign. You're not as well connected to God as you ought to be. You're doing it on your own power. Like if it's to be, it's up to me. Temptation can be a warning sign. I'm just being tempted at work, at school, with someone or something. That's a warning sign. And God warned Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to lose it all, buddy. You're very successful. You're the most powerful, influential, successful guy in the world. But you're going to lose it all if you don't change quickly. And Daniel tells the king that he needs to do two things. Now pay attention to this. Verse 27. Repent of your sins and start doing right. Then, number two, begin to show merciful kindness to the poor and oppressed. Then God will allow you to keep prospering. If you want to maintain your success, you need to do these two things. First, he says, repent. Now, we've talked about this word. It just means change your mind, change your attitude, change your thinking. The word repent in Greek is metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means your mind, to change your mind. I used to think this way about my life. Now I think this way about my life. That's what repent means. You just change your attitude. You got some stinking thinking in your mind. You got a checkup from the neck up, and you need to go, oh, that's the wrong thing. I've been thinking this is all about me. It's not. It's all about God. And the Bible says repent, change your mind. Why? Because humility is a choice. Let me say that again. Humility is a choice. It's something you choose to do to yourself. Did you know that never in the Bible are you told to pray, God, humble me? Not once in Scripture are you ever told by God to pray, God, humble me, God, keep me humble. Doesn't say that. It says, humble yourself. It says multiple times, humble yourself. Humility is a choice. Now, let's just define these two words, pride and humility. Pride is when I accept the credit for things that God and other people did through me and for me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.